Hello and welcome to the Chapter 5 Introduction to Law Notes on Judicial Power. Constraints on Judicial Power. There are three major constraints placed on the court by Article 3 of the Constitution. Number 1. The courts must have the authority to hear a case. This is the concept of jurisdiction. Number 2. The case must be appropriate for judicial resolution. This is known as justiciability. And number 3, the appropriate party must bring the case to the court. They must have what is known as standing. Number 1, jurisdiction. Article 3, Section 2 defines the jurisdiction of the U.S. Supreme Court. The two forms of jurisdiction followed by the U.S. Supreme Court are original and appellate. Roman numeral 2, justiciability. This concept ensures that the case being heard is appropriate or suitable for a federal tribunal to hear or solve. Judicial power of the federal courts is restricted to cases and controversies as outlined by Article 3 of the Constitution. Characteristics of litigation that would render it non-justiciable include letter A, advisory opinions. This is an opinion issued by a court indicating how it would rule on a question of law should such a question come before it in an actual case. The U.S. Supreme Court would never issue an advisory opinion. Letter B, collusive suits. A collusive suit has been trumped up by the plaintiff and the defendant, possibly, to test the constitutionality of a law where the parties either want the same outcome or they're merely testing the law and have no real adversity between them. Letter C, mootness. The court will not decide cases in which the controversy is no longer live by the time it reaches the court. That is, the controversy or dispute has already been resolved by the time the case reaches the court. And letter D, ripeness. This is the opposite of mootness. A moot case is brought too late. An unripe case is brought before the court too early, before the dispute has truly evolved. And letter E, political questions. There is a class of questions that may be constitutional in nature, but the court will not address them because they're better solved by the other branches of government. And letter B. This is the hardest category to define. Political questions involve a dispute that is inherently political in nature, and usually it involves a dispute between the branches. The two forms of jurisdiction followed by the U.S. Supreme Court are original and appellate. Roman numeral 2, justiciability. This concept ensures that the case being heard is appropriate or suitable for a federal tribunal to hear or solve. Judicial power of the federal courts is restricted to cases and controversies as outlined by Article 3 of the Constitution. Characteristics of litigation that would render it non-justiciable include letter A, advisory opinions. This is an opinion issued by a court indicating how it would rule on a question of law should such a question come before it in an actual case. The U.S. Supreme Court would never issue an advisory opinion. Letter B, collusive suits. A collusive suit has been trumped up by the plaintiff and the defendant, possibly, to test the constitutionality of a law where the parties either want the same outcome or they're merely testing the law and have no real adversity between them. Letter C, mootness. The court will not decide cases in which the controversy is no longer live by the time it reaches the court. That is, the controversy or dispute has already been resolved by the time the case reaches the court. And letter D, ripeness. This is the opposite of mootness. A moot case is brought too late. An unripe case is brought before the court too early, before the dispute has truly evolved. And letter E, political questions. There is a class of questions that may be constitutional in nature, but the court will not address them because they're better solved by the other branches of government. And letter B, this is the hardest category to define. Political questions involve a dispute that is inherently political in nature, and usually it involves a dispute between the branches. Letter